Look at the last verse. But if you bite and devour one another, watch out that you are not consumed by one another. Now note what he's saying here. That if you, even if you call it freedom, serve yourself, then you'll get your identity by comparing yourself to others. It's inevitable that you will devour one another. You can't love and serve those in whom you're getting your identity from by being better than them, because that would be self-sabotage. If your identity comes from you and you being better than other people, you have to tear people down to form your identity. He says that's inevitable. That's not freedom. That's a bondage. How do you know you tear them down enough? How do you know that you are superior enough? That when he uses the phrase, the opportunity for the flesh, opportunity is a military term. It's the idea of launching an attack. The idea is that you're free to indulge yourself, to launch an offensive on behalf of your own self-indulgence. But we are free from serving our natural desires. We say Jesus is Lord because we're acknowledging we're not Lord. And here's the deal. Legalism, law-keeping to earn acceptance before God, and license, me getting my identity and my self-worth from doing whatever I want to do, are both appeals to the flesh and are both just simply different forms of pride. You get that? Both are self-centered, self-referential. Both are about you. Okay, here's what I do and offer to God. Hey, I know that I'm all right because I do whatever I want to whenever I want to do it. That's both centered on self. That's the bondage that Christ liberates us from. The gospel frees us from the law as a means of acceptance before God. And the gospel frees us for the law. Because now that it's not a means of earning acceptance before God, it can be embraced and loved to the glory of God. Do you see that? The law used as a means of earning one's salvation will always result in hating the law as a cruel taskmaster. The law always demands and never gives. That's the reason it's to be a tutor to drive us to Christ. But to know that you're absolutely free from the demands of the law and forgiven in Christ, you can look at the law and say, I love the law because it reflects the character of the glorious God who saved me.